Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, thank you once again for joining Industrial Talk, and thank you for supporting a platform that is dedicated to industrial professionals all around the world. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly. You innovate, you collaborate, you solve problems. That's why we celebrate you on Industrial Talk. And we are broadcasting on site, New Orleans, Louisiana. PowerGen 24 is the event, and it is an absolute collection of problem solvers in the power generation business and then some. It's absolutely incredible. Couple of points of action. Go out to Industrial Talk, find out more of all of the incredible professionals out there, and make a commitment to learning. Dave Woods is in the old hot seat. Cohesive is the company. Let's get cracking. Asset management is on the topic of discussion. Asset management and much more.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you have a good evening last night?
Absolutely. New Orleans has been a gracious host city, so a lot of fun and a lot of opportunity to meet colleagues here within the industry, but then the locals always add a little bit of flavor. So
Where'd you go to eat?
Dickie Brennan's Steakhouse.
Did you?
Yes.
Let me tell you a story about Dickie Brennan. I went there. It was for Christmas, and I gave Dickie my Christmas tie. There it is. That's what made me famous, and he ran off with it. So I didn't have my Christmas tie. Whatever, it's cheap, whatever. Right. All right, but you are having a good conference.
Absolutely.
What makes this conference good?
Well, it's getting to rub elbows and meet colleagues within the industry, potential clients. So it's a great way to network and make connections. But then also going to the different tracks available, hearing the solutions and the issues that our clients and potential clients are looking to solve, both, here in the near term and then the long term strategy that's going to influence the market. So it's always good to get the pulse of the industry.
Inside that's scoop. Right. All right. For the listeners out there, give us a little 411 on who Dave is.
So Dave Woods, I'm the Energy and Utilities Services Director for Cohesive. So Cohesive provides enterprise asset management solutions in the power industry, amongst others. So Dave Woods is a longtime nuclear utility person. So I've got a background starting in the nuclear Navy, and it led into commercial operations for a number of years.
Well, fascinating.
And following commercial operations, I spent 5 years on the new nuclear build outside of Augusta, Georgia, Plant Vogtle.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm a former Southern California Edison guy, so you had the San Onofre assets.
Yeah.
And I should keep more current, but are we building nuclear facilities, or are we trying to redesign or figure out a better way to use them?
There's a number of areas where we're the industry as a whole is going through license extensions on existing plants.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of engineering and licensing evaluations and component replacements associated with that. As far as new nuclear, Plant Vogtle was the first new nuclear built in 30 years in the U.S., right? So a massive project, the industry really didn't have the muscle memory of executing such a large new nuclear build, but Unit 3 is online and Unit 4 is close behind, so it'll be coming online here shortly.
But that begs the question of, where's 1 and 2?
Yeah, well, 1 and 2 have been there since the 80s, right? So they added two new units there. So,
yeah. What's the size?
So roughly 1,100 megawatts electric per unit.
Per unit. Okay. That's a heck of a lot of power going
on
there.
Zero emissions.
So let's talk. We haven't had a conversation around asset management, enterprise asset management in the power space. And you're the first one to be able to do that, which is really interesting to have that conversation because – I work with SMRP and a lot of the asset management organizations out there. Give us some of the challenges. You're a Maximo partner. Give us some of the challenges that face utilities right now from an asset management perspective.
Sure. So from an asset management perspective, you always want to do the right maintenance at the right time, right? So anything you're doing that's not efficient is costing you time and money, and it could be pulling your focus away from where you really should be focused, right? So Cohesive, we're the leading implementer of IBM's Maximo software for enterprise asset management. And utilizing that software properly, we bring business process consultants, industry advisors, right? So we don't just want to implement the software. We want to help you design the processes to execute, you know, your initiatives efficiently and safely and in a sustainable manner. So we bring the expertise along, you know, for the process in the industry along with the software to our clients.
See, what this is interesting, because utilities in general, power generation in general, have been around forever. And it's just constantly fascinates me that we still have conversations around the processes, optimizing the maintenance of this asset, this valuable asset. And quite frankly, it's not an option for the thing to go down. You just don't do that. System operators don't like that. Many don't, nor do customers.
Absolutely.
You know?
Right.
So how do you begin to approach utilities and say we can definitely improve and I hate to say it, but sell them on that?
Well, it really starts with understanding where they're at. Right. So you can't be all things to all people, and you don't want to offer solutions where there's not a problem. Right. But for in nuclear, for example, and industries in general, if you're not trying to get better, you're actually in a state of decline. Right. So you always need to be seeking continuous improvement. And so understanding what their current state is, where they think their gaps are in asset management, asset performance management, and even, you know, streamlining and making more efficient their business processes yeah. that support that, right? So it's really understanding the current state, helping develop a strategy, and supporting that through advisory and consultant work or the implementation of the software that's going to do it efficiently for them.
What is the general... Let's say I'm a power gen guy, and I must have pain. I must be realizing some pain. That's where we begin that conversation with you. What's typically painful for them?
So the pain points come in when they understand that they have the realization that they're not doing the right maintenance at the right time. And they could be over-maintaining equipment that really could be performed on a less frequent basis. Mm-hmm. Or in some cases, maintenance is actually, you can potentially inject a failure mechanism by performing maintenance, right? The asset was performing properly. So really, it's understanding that. And then, you know, in addition to the pain they feel and know, you know, our consultants and advisors come with decades of industry experience, industry best practices. So it's not just eliminating the pain, it's helping them move towards the industry best practices that we're aware of.
Some of the challenges that exist within any of the maintenance and asset management and reliability, you know, solutions is how do you sustain it? How do you culturally sustain it over a period of time? And I would imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, that being able to properly identify, map out the processes as is, to be type of things, identify those gaps, lack of a better term, codify it in a sense, and saying that's how we document it. Is that a way of being able to sustain that effort?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, going back to your previous question about pain points, a lot of times it's the data itself can be a pain point, right? The asset data.
Yes.
And the orphaned data that have been created over the years that really isn't providing any value, right? So you can come in, you can implement, you know, asset performance software, asset management software, but if you haven't helped streamline and codify the processes that are going to support it, it won't be long until, you know, you're in a state where it's not sustainable anymore and not returning the value that you want.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, it's a never-ending process. But tell us, If I did, and I contact Cohesive, we go and we talk about our processes, and we leverage the technology that exists within Maximo. What do we realize? What's the bottom line value?
So the bottom line value is being able to, again, inject less risk to your assets, perform, you know, increase your uptime or reduce downtime, depending however you want to look at it. But then having that sustainability model built into your processes, right? And understanding the data that you need to support those processes. You know, the data is foundational to being able to maintain that. But building that foundation, the processes, and then the tool delivering that solution for you, right? So that's that. And as part of our services, we can also work with our clients to develop a business case for whatever strategy, you know, we think is best, right? All the clients aren't the same, and the end result they might be, you know, one client might want is a little different than the other, right? So you help develop that business case and tailor the approach for them.
Yeah. I'm always fascinated by the world of asset management, because I just think that there's gold there, and real significant bottom line value, not just from a financial perspective, but from an operational perspective too. How do people get a hold of you there, Dave?
DaveWoods@cohesivegroup.com. Dave.Woods@cohesivegroup.com.
You active out on LinkedIn?
Absolutely.
I'm just going to have that link right there. I'll just put your stat card out on Industrial Talk. All right, we're going to have all the contact information for Dave. Once again, we're broadcasting from PowerGen here in New Orleans, Louisiana, PowerGen 24. And if you have not put this on your calendar for next year, make it so, because there's just a collection of wonderful people. I've been stuck in the salt mine, Dave. I know that it goes way beyond. It goes over this way. Have you been walking around?
I have, but it can take like a half a day just to make your way through the maze.
Which is cool. Yeah, well, what can I say,
Absolutely.
Man? Which is cool. All right, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
How about them apples, Dave Woods? Cohesive is the company. The event was PowerGen 2024. You need to put that on your calendar. We're going to have all the contact information for Dave out on Industrial Talk, so reach out, find out more. Asset management, reliability, maintenance in the, you know, power generation space. Very cool. You want power. You want it to be managed properly. That's... trust me, you do. Yeah. Anyway, be a part of this network, Industrial Talk Network. This ever-expanding ecosystem is a must for you to tell your story. You just go in, type in industrialtalk.com, boom, reach out to me. We'll have a conversation. We'll have two conversations. I don't care. We'll have as many conversations as you want. Your story needs to be told. You need to be a part of this ecosystem. Educate, collaborate, and of course, innovate. Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with Dave. Change the world. We're going to have another great conversation.